From Bethany Chapel in North Yonkers, we welcome you to another broadcast of the Good News Hour. To welcome you to another broadcast of the Good News Hour tonight, and to invite you to stay with us for the next 30 minutes as from Bethany Chapel in North Yonkers we make known the good news of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ in song and the spoken word. Tonight we're here to tell you of the Lord Jesus Christ, that one who has a name which is above every name, that one of whom the angel said at his birth, his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And we tell you tonight on the authority of the Bible, which we believe to be the inspired word of God, that if you will call upon the name of the Lord, if you will put your faith and trust in him, your sins will be forgiven, you will have life eternal, and you will have the assurance in your heart that you will spend eternity with him in glory. And so the purpose of our broadcasting tonight and every Sunday evening is to make known to you who are listening this wonderful story of salvation through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's our desire that you tonight will truly trust him as your Savior. We invite you to join with us now as we begin our program tonight by singing together, Blessed Be the Name of the Lord.
Tonight is from the 9th chapter of the book of Isaiah, verses 2 through 7. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, and garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Let us pray. Our God, our Father, how we thank thee for thy love that was manifested in the giving of thy Son, that he was the sacrifice, although his name was a name that was above every name, the name of the Mighty God, the Counselor, the Prince of Peace. Yet for our sakes he bore our sins and sacrificed the glory that was his, that we might have life, and that life eternal, that we might have peace with thee, that there might be no battle, no strife, but that the victory is now won for us, and that he that believeth in the name of Jesus Christ shall be saved, and hath eternal life, and shall not see condemnation, but is passed from death into life. We ask thy blessing upon this meeting as it is beamed out to the radio audience, and upon thy word as it is preached, for we would see souls come to know the Lord Jesus Christ and his glory, that they too might rejoice in him and have a hope of eternal life. We ask these things in the name and for the sake of him who shall come again for his own, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
how sweet is the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to those of us who know Him as our Savior. And He can be precious to you too if you will but open your heart and let Him in to be Lord of your life. We'd like to remind you that you're listening to the Good News Hour, which is broadcast every Sunday evening at this time from Bethany Chapel, 55 Greenvale Avenue in North Yonkers. And we trust that every Sunday at this time you'll dial our way and listen to this program. We hope, too, that you're telling your friends and your neighbors about the Good News Hour, that they might listen also. And we do hope that, above all, you'll consider very, very carefully the things that you hear on this broadcast, realize your need of Christ, and let Him into your life. We'd like to invite you to the services held here at Bethany Chapel during the week. This evening at 7:30 is our Sunday evening gospel service, and we hope you'll be able to come and be with us. Our speaker tonight is Mr. George Mortland, a businessman from Palisades Park, New Jersey. He always has a wonderful message for us from God's Word. We're sure that you would enjoy him, and we invite you to come tonight to our gospel service. Tuesday evening at 8 o'clock is our prayer and ministry meeting, at which time Mr. Ernest Woodhouse, evangelist and Bible teacher from New Jersey, will be here with us. The first part of the Tuesday night meeting is devoted to prayer, and the last half of it to ministry from God's Word, and we hope you can come on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. On Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock, our family Bible hour is convened, and this particular service has a place for everyone in the family, from the youngest to the oldest. While the service is in session here in the main auditorium for the adults, our Sunday school is in progress downstairs, a Sunday school which has a place for children of every age, as well as Bible classes for those of teenage. And so we hope you'll come and be with us next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at our family Bible hour, and that no one will stay at home, that you'll bring the whole family with you.
The name of Jesus is so sweet, I love its music to repeat. It makes my joy full and complete. The precious name of Jesus, Jesus, oh how sweet the name, Jesus, every day the same, Jesus, let all saints proclaim, it's worthy praise forever.
To continue the series of messages that he has been bringing us on the Good News Hour, we're glad to have with us again tonight Mr. Alfred P. Gibbs from Wheaton, Illinois.
Let us think of God's good cheers. It is a long-established custom to give three cheers as a token of gratitude and respect to one whose personality or service on behalf of others merits such a tribute of appreciation. It must have been this idea that caused a human derelict when God marvelously saved him to exclaim, "Three cheers for Jesus." We are going to think today of five good cheers which God gives to Christians and which should cause their hearts to leap for joy. It is not for nothing that God is called the blessed or the happy God. He is even described as joying over his people with singing. Believers in turn are said to joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom they have received the reconciliation. Our Lord himself said that there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. And who dwells in the presence of the angels but God himself? The words good cheer or good comfort in these five scriptures we shall consider are the same Greek word. The first of these good cheers we shall call the good cheer of his pardon for us. On one occasion there was carried into the presence of the Savior a man sick of the palsy, utterly helpless, and unable to do anything for himself. What a graphic illustration this is of all humanity by nature, which God describes as being without strength, and thus unable either to improve or to save itself. As this helpless sinner was laid at the feet of the Son of God, we are told that Jesus said unto him, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. The Lord saw that this man's greatest need was not the healing of his body, but the healing of his soul. But these words of the Savior aroused the enmity of some who were present, and they said amongst themselves, This man blasphemeth. Who can forgive sins but God alone? Christ, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether is it easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. He addressed the man and said, Arise, take up thy bed and walk. At this, to the wonder of all, the man rose to his feet and walked back to his house. Now, which was the easiest for Christ to do? Forgive this man his sins or restore him to health? Undoubtedly the latter. Christ was the omnipotent Creator, and as such, all the power needed to heal was his. But to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, necessitated that Christ should bear those sins in his own body on the tree. The word of healing came through the spoken word. The word of forgiveness involved the sacrifice of himself and the shedding of his most precious blood. Have you received this first good cheer of pardon? Do you know, on the assurance of the Word of God, that your sins, which are so many, have all been forgiven because of Christ's work on the cross and your personal faith in Him and the efficacy of His substitutionary sacrifice? Can it be said of you, as John wrote in his letter to Christians, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for His name's sake? What a cheer this brings to the convicted sinner. What joy fills his heart when, by simple faith in the work Christ accomplished on the cross and acceptance of him as his own personal Savior, he is assured from the Word of God and from the Christ of God that all his sins are forgiven and forgotten. The second cheer we shall call the cheer of his peace in us. Let us briefly sketch the circumstances under which Christ gave this good cheer. A poor woman, possessed of an incurable and unclean disease, hearing of Christ's power to heal, journeyed toward him. When she came to where he was, she perceived he was surrounded by a great crowd of people, and apparently so busy that he was unable to give her his undivided attention. Instead of being discouraged and going away unblessed, she argued in the simplicity of her faith, If I may but touch the hem of the garment of the Son of God, power will flow from him to heal me. Pressing through the jostling crowd until she came close to him, she reached out her hand and, unnoticed as she thought, touched the hem of the garment of our blessed Lord, and lo, the disease that so long had plagued her life was immediately healed. The Savior, fully acquainted with all her need, her desire, her faith, and her healing, immediately stopped. Addressing himself to her, as she shrank back in dismay, he said, Daughter, be of good cheer. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Literally, go into peace. Thus this poor, troubled, diseased soul entered into perfect peace. Now let us apply it spiritually. Each unsaved person, like this woman, is suffering from a disease for which the earth has no cure. The disease of sin. Sin is a dis-ease. That is, it produces uneasiness in the sinner's conscience, so that he has no rest. There is no peace, saith my God to the wicked. How then can the diseased and distressed sinner receive the good cheer of peace with God? One thing is certain from Scripture. No one can make his peace with God, either through his prayers, tears, good resolves, good works, or religious observances. The Bible bears record that Christ made peace by the blood of his cross. 1900 years ago, the Lord Jesus Christ bore our sins in his own body on the tree, and by his death satisfied all the claims of God against us. God has signified his acceptance of Christ's substitutionary sacrifice on our behalf by raising him from the dead. Each guilty sinner who rests in the accomplished redemption of Christ and trusts him as his own Savior is that moment at peace with God. Listen to the word of God. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. No longer rely on your own efforts to make your peace with God, but trust in the work of him who made that peace by the blood of his cross. Receive him as your Savior, and then receive the good cheer of his peace. Third, let us think of the good cheer of his power upon us. Just before the Savior went to the cross, he gathered his disciples around him and imparted to them such counsel as should stand them in good stead when he was no longer with them. Amongst other things, he said, "In the world ye shall have tribulation or trouble, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." This surely is good cheer to the Christian who has already received the good cheer of his pardon and peace. Each believer is left by the Lord Jesus in a world that is hostile to God, to Christ, to the Scriptures, to spirituality, and to the Christian himself. How then is the child of God to stand against this fierce opposition? Only in one way. Each believer is linked in a bond of eternal union with his Lord and Master. In Christ, there resides omnipotent power, and this power is available to all who will draw from his inexhaustible supply. It was because of this that Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me." The believer is said to be kept by the power of God through faith. The same power that saved him now keeps him. Not the words of our Lord himself. "All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations." We are told that Christ, through the eternal Spirit, offered himself without spot to God. The same Holy Spirit who energized our Lord now indwells each Christian to provide him with enabling power to overcome the world and the flesh and the devil. Here indeed is good cheer for the Christian. Fourth, the good cheer of his presence with us. The circumstances of this good cheer are well known to all readers of the Gospels. Christ sent his disciples in a little boat to cross the Sea of Galilee. A great storm arose, and in the midst of the storm, Christ walked on the sea toward the boat that tossed on the waves. As the disciples saw him, they were troubled and cried out for fear. But Jesus spoke to them and said, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." Thus he gave them the good cheer of his presence with them. What comfort these words have brought to the people of God. Tossed upon the storm of this world's cares, trials, perplexities, and sorrows, the Christian often fears he will not be able to weather the storm. But the Lord Jesus whispers, as he did in the long ago, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." Listen to him as he says, "I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee," so that you may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me." Again he says to each believer, "Fear not. I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Lastly, let us consider the good cheer of his promise to us. The Apostle Paul, faced by persecution and death in the city of Jerusalem, was encouraged by the Lord Jesus himself, who stood by him and said, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness of me in Rome." What comfort and cheer this gave to the Apostle Paul. For now he had the promise of the Lord himself in regard to his future service. In the strength of this precious promise, he went on to do further exploits for his Lord and Master. Thus the Lord gives the good cheer of his pardon for us, the good cheer of his peace in us, the good cheer of his power upon us, the good cheer of his presence with us, and the good cheer of his promise to us. Happy indeed is he who has these five good and very cheerful cheers. May they be yours for his name's sake.
Tonight, we would like to urge you to accept the invitation which has been offered to you in this song to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He himself says to you, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I wonder tonight, will you come? Will you trust Christ as your Savior? Will you believe that he died for you on Calvary? Will you make him your own right now, right this moment? There by your radio, you can do it. If you'll just believe that he died for you. And say from your heart and mean it, "Lord, I believe. I take thee now as my Savior." Will you do that? We trust that you will. And now until next Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, when we'll be with you again, those of us on the Good News Hour wish all of you there in Radio Land a very pleasant good night and the Lord's blessing.